The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the CSIR Institute of Minerals and Materials Technology, Bhubaneswar, has announced the availability of 2 posts of junior stenographer in pay level 4. The institute invites online applications from Indian nationals for this position. Candidates must refer to the detailed advertisement available on the institute's website for further information regarding essential qualifications, job requirements, application fees, age relaxation and other terms and conditions. The application process will be open till January 10, 2025 till 5 p.m. Interested candidates can find details and apply online at https://www.immt.res.in. REC Limited, a Maharatna public sector enterprise, is hiring a general manager engineering in E8 grade. The role offers a salary of 1,20,000 to 2,80,000 and requires 21 years of experience. Candidates must have a degree in engineering and be under 52 years of age. Deputy General Manager Engineering in E7 grade. Candidates should have bachelor's or master's degree in engineering with a minimum of 14 years of experience, including 2 years in government schemes. The salary range is between 1 lakh to 2,60,000 rupees with an age limit of 48 years. Post of Chief Engineer Manager in E6 grade, offering a salary of 90,000 to 2,40,000 rupees. Applicants must have 15 years of experience and an engineering degree. Deputy Manager Finance and Accounts in E4 grade with a salary of 70,000 to 2 lakhs. Candidates must hold a Chartered Accountancy qualification and have 5 years of experience with an age limit of 39 years. If you are ready to make a difference in the power sector, kindly go onto the website for further details. That is www.recindia.nic.in. The National Institute of Mental Health Rehabilitation, Sehor, Madhya Pradesh, is inviting applications for the post of administrative officer on a deputation basis. This Group A post is classified at pay level 10. Candidates eligible for this position must be officers holding analogous post on a regular basis or with requisite experience in the administration and related fields. Applicants must possess a regular bachelor's degree with a minimum of 55% marks along with at least 10 years of relevant experience in administration at a supervisory level. The upper age limit for eligibility is 40 to 56 years. For further details and to access the application format, please visit the website at https://nimhr.nic.in. The Indian Institute of Technology, Goa, IIT Goa, is inviting applications for the position of Technical Officer. This is an anticipated vacancy with a pay level as per the TCPC guidelines. Candidates interested in applying should note that the application portal will be open till January 13, 2025 till 5 p.m. For further details regarding eligibility criteria and important dates, please visit the official website of IIT Goa. You may go on to http://www.iitgoa.ac.in. The Department of Posts India is inviting applications from eligible Indian citizens for the position of Motor Vehicle Mechanic under General Central Service Group C, non-gazetted, non-ministerial. There is one vacancy available for this role and interested candidates are encouraged to apply. The selected candidate will be offered a pay scale of 10,000 rupees level 2 as per the 7 CPC and will undergo a probation period of 1 year. Candidates must meet the eligibility criteria including an age limit of 18 to 30 years as of 1/7/2024 with relaxations applicable for government servants and ex-servicemen. Candidates must possess a valid driving license, HMV, and a certificate in motor vehicle mechanic trade from a recognized technical institution or have completed 8th standard with 1 year of experience in the field. Selection will be done through a competitive trade test, and details regarding the test will be provided along with all permits. The last date for receipt of applications is on or before 3/2/2025 till 17 hours. Applications must be submitted via registered speed post only. For more information and to obtain the application format, please visit www.employmentnews.gov.in or you may go on to www.indiapost.gov.in. Karam Yogi Bharat, under the Department of Personnel and Training, is looking to hire experienced professionals for various positions within the Defence Innovation Organisation. Currently available roles include Chief Human Resource Officer and several Deputy Programme Directors, positions in various domains. Interested candidates must submit their applications by 20th January 2025 by 5 p.m. For more information and to apply, please visit the Karam Yogi Bharat website. Kindly go on to http://karamyogibharat.gov.in/careers. The National Institute of Sowa Rigpa, NIS, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Ayush, Government of India, invites applications for various positions on deputation basis at its campus in Leh, UT Ladakh. They are seeking dedicated professionals for the post of assistant professor, medical officer, medical specialist, modern medicine, pathologist, radiologist, hospital superintendent, and administrative cum accounts officer. Interested candidates are encouraged to visit the official website for detailed information on eligibility criteria, job descriptions, and application procedures. Applications must be submitted in the prescribed format within 1 month from the date of publication of this advertisement. For more information, kindly refer to www.sowerigpa.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.